Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 2nd of March. This is going to be that Chrissy results episode, which I'll get to shortly. Right, announcement. I am, for the rest of this season, and Sagsy's not going to like this, I will not be going to that shithole stadium for the rest of this season. I'm going to the Cup game Wednesday because I'm committed. But after that, I am done. I cannot watch that shower of shit for 100 quid a game anymore. We are garbage. And it gets compounded, and I love him the bits, but listening to Sugsy, I'll be all right, get a couple of players back. We are fucking garbage. We've been garbage for 2 years. Well, we've been garbage since we left White Hart Lane. We had a good year. The only decent season we've had, really, is the year we left White Hart Lane when we went unbeaten and we played really good football and looked like we were going places. And since then, we have gone backwards doing handsprings. Yes, we got to a Champions League final, but it was an absolute fluke. We didn't turn up at that on the day. The football we play, you've got to enjoy what you're doing. You've got to enjoy going to it. I just don't enjoy it. We are awful to watch. Davison Sanchez is one of the worst players I've seen in a Spurs shirt. He can't play the game. People say, oh, he throws himself in front of things. The reason he has to throw himself in front of things is because he's out of position every time. When he gets the ball, he passes it to no one. No man's land. Harry Winks, Spurs fans love him. You know I've gone on about him. Yesterday, start of the second half, about 50 minutes, we got numbers over left-hand side of the Wolves penalty box as we're attacking. He's literally just outside the area. Three or four players to choose from, and he passes it out for a throw-in on the right-hand side. And then about 5 minutes later, he passes it out of bounds again. They're fucking useless. And I just can't watch it anymore. I just do not enjoy it in the slightest. I had a lovely day. Sugsy's always good company. Talks absolute nonsense. Talking yesterday of us finishing third and if we get Kane back. We've had Kane and Son for the last 2 years, Sugsy and Lloris and anybody else, and we're fucking useless. And the only reason we finished top four is because the other teams have gone backwards doing handsprings as well. But they will all improve. He thinks we're as good or better than Chelsea. I mean, he's fucking mad. We're shit. We're absolutely garbage. And I look at the fixtures coming up. We're not going to beat West Ham. We're not going to beat United. We're not going to beat Everton. I can't see us beating Burnley away. And it's just painful watching. I wouldn't mind. You know, I said to him yesterday, he said, but it was like that before. But at least we had people we wanted to watch. I wanted to watch Gareth Bale, Luka Modric. There's not one of those Spurs players that I get up excited about. They're useless. So I'm done. That's me done. I will not be visiting that shithole. And I will see what happens in the summer. I committed myself to buying a season ticket for another year. Just because the people we go with, one of the lady that I go with, she had cancer, so she's missed most of this season. So I said, if you want to go next year, I'll go. So I'll buy the old four seats again. But then that will be me done if it doesn't improve, because I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy going up there. But I did enjoy meeting. We took a Joe, who's a FTS member, and he contacted me a while back and said, my wife's a Wolves fan. She'd love to go. So I took a couple from Mordor yesterday. They were great fun, to be fair. Murder having a listen to her after Wolves won, I'm not going to lie. Fucking Murder when she'd had a few wines. But no, lovely people, great fun. But it's not for me anymore. I just don't enjoy it. I can sit at home and do other things and enjoy myself. So that's it. There you go, Sugsy. You're going on your fucking own, mate. Find someone to go with, because I am done. Will not be going to any of them games. And I'm certainly, the North London Derby on my birthday ruined my, but we can't beat a top 16. We're fucking shit. We are useless. Fucking awful to watch. I hate watching shit football. Players played 50, 70, 80 grand a week and they can't pass the ball from one person to another over 10 or 15 yards. It's fucking fraudulent. It all started with that fucking mythos Argentinian. Right, there we go. Got that off my chest. Right. Let's do Chrissy's results. Just to give anybody who hasn't listened a little background to this, Chris is somebody I've worked with a few years now. He's an Excel expert, and when Cav was with me, Cav dug him out and said, got this guy who's really good at Excel. Met Chris in Nottingham a few years back, and he's done numerous projects for me since. Really good lad. I do rip the mickey out of him as well, but he is absolutely a top lad. Really nice guy. And he's built certain things for me, and I think over that time he's He's learnt a little bit about how I work and football betting, and he does analysis, and he's built me numerous analysis files over the year. And then last year, I said to him towards the back end of last year when the season started, Chris, this is what I want to do. I've got so much data now. I want to be able to do this. And we set about building a sheet, which the final version was version 12, which basically analyzes my databases across markets. It's asking it questions and it churns me out at the end of that. Takes about an hour on a Saturday, 14 reports across those markets, which I then use to find betting action. I actually run it three times over three game periods. I'm not going to give you that. It'd be like the Colonel giving away his recipe. But in effect, it does 3 hours of analysis. In effect, it does it run it three times over different game periods, over all the games, over 28 leagues being played that day. And it churns out these 14 reports. So on a Saturday, Sunday, whatever, I end up with, well, every day, but when there's been, I'll end up with 42 reports covering 100 fixtures, which I then use, you know, and they go into another results database in effect to analyse and find bets. In the process of building those sheets, he, one morning, a text box popped up. I don't know, I was on version 7 or 8. One of you, Chrissy's bet of the day. And Chrissy, obviously, in building this data, had thought, I know what I'll do, I'll add in a little algorithm of my own. So he asked it to look for one particular thing, and it threw up Chrissy's bet of the day in a text box. Oh, what's that, flipping cheeky beggar? So it became something that we sort of laughed and joked about. And then after a while, he said to me, how's Chrissy's bet of the day going on? I said, I've no idea, Chris. I said, because I don't write it down every day. I'm not really interested, to be honest, mate. Because if I didn't, once I clicked to close the text box, the bet went. So I didn't know it. So on version 10 or 11, I'm running it. And now when it's finished its report, it says Chrissy's bets of the day are ready. I click that. It now opens a little tab of its own. And some of you have seen the result of that on Twitter, where I get a little box of Chrissy's bets of the day. Chrissy's spreadsheet's top back bets of the day with a little avatar off him, off centre, because he built it wrong and it haunts him. His little Chrissy avatar and a little box with the bets. So I get, in effect, every day, three bets from Chrissy. I get a nap of the day and I then get a further two. So basically he asks it what are the three best bets of the day according to the criteria he wants across these 14 reports. In effect, I get nine versions because I get one on each sheet, so I get nine bets rather. But I've only been using, I run it across three game spans. One of them is my main one that I use. So I've only been using that one. Occasionally, I may have given you a bet off the other one if I had the wrong sheet open. But from when we've been doing this seriously, I've only been looking at Chrissy's bets of the day off my main process. So when we went away, this, that and the other, I said, right, we need to keep results of this. So from the 1st of February, Sam has recorded every bet that Chrissy's bet of the day has thrown up, be it naps and the other two bets, across all these markets. And it's 1.5 goals, 2.5 goals, 3.5 goals, 4.5 goals, both teams to score, home win, first half goal. So it could be in any market. He analyses it, it comes up, and we get, and we start keeping results. So obviously now we have got a full day of February, where a full month of February, sorry, where Chrissy's bets of the day have been recorded. He doesn't even see the bets. I get the tab. You hear me sometimes mention them on Twitter. He doesn't ask me for them. He knows nothing about them. He knows nothing about the results. All he knows is that they get produced every day because he built that into the process. So obviously, interest, is there anything in it? And we've only got a month. And I thought, well, we'll do a month. If it's a load of shit, I won't bother. So here is the result for Chrissy and everybody. Right, so in the month of February, this has thrown out home win bets. It has thrown out 28 home win bets. Sometimes it might have three on one day. Sometimes it might have none because the three bets can be any market. But of 28 win bets, Chrissy, in the home win market, you are 9.83 points up. Fantastic return on investment. So the home win bets, 9.83 points up for February. The back first half goal, you have had five bets and you're minus 3.64 points. Can't see anything in it. Over 1.5 goals, you have had 3 bets, 3 winners for 1.1 points. Over 2.5 goals, you have had 16 bets for 1.12 point profit. Under 3.5 goals, you have had 10 bets for 0.35 points profit. And under 4.5 goals, you've had 3 bets for 0.8, a loss of 0.87. And both teams to score a market I can't beat and you can't either. You've had 9 bets for minus 2.3. I hate that market, both teams to score. Looking at the naps only, so this is the best bet of the day. There have been 25 naps, because obviously there's been days with no bets. So you've had 25 naps. Predominantly they've been in the home win, but there is naps there for over 2.5, over 1.5, under 3.5. You have had 25 naps for 12.79 points profit. So Chrissy, it looks like, and we've only got a month of data, so there's nothing in it, but it means I will continue, that your nap of the day looks like it might have some legs. And we've got all sorts of odds, obviously under 3.5, 1.37, up to Luton beating Brentford at 6.2. But there's a nice mix of bets, nice mix of prices. 25 bets, Chrissy, for 12.79 points profit on your nap of the day. Looking at the tabs individually, your home wins, 9.83 points profit for 28 bets. Looks like they may have some legs. So I'm going to keep this going. People say, when can we see it? What can we see? I will either post Chrissy's bet of the day on this podcast, or I will put a screenshot on Twitter. If I miss it on any date, feel happy to remind me. I have to say, it hasn't been the top of my priorities, but now we've got results. Sam does them every day, puts them in a sheet. Suggsy helps out, checking the results, what's won, what's lost, and the P&L. And we've got that going, and the only 3 people who knew before this podcast were me, Suggsy, and Sam. But Chrissy's bet of the day, he may just have something in his little algorithm he's built in. So before we start Chrissy's football service, because he'll be saying, let's have 50 nicker a month a person now, we will just literally keep these going. So I'm going to give you today's right now. The nap is a home win. It is home win in the Paris FC versus Lens game. Home win Paris FC. Over 2.5 goals at 90 minutes. In the Mitalon versus Sonderski is the second bet, and over 1.5 goals in SCR Altec versus Red Bull Salzburg. At some time, I will get this little brief report up on the website just so people can refer to it and don't have to listen back. But looking at the results breakdown for February, goals markets, not a lot in it, small profits in the 1.5, 2.5, and 3.5. The 4.5 and the first half goal struggle. Both teams to score, I wouldn't bother with. But if Chrissy has a bet in the home win market, then it may well be worth keeping an eye on it. So today's nap, Paris FC versus Lens. And the 2 other bets are the 2.5 Mitalon Sonderski and 1.5 SCR Altec versus Salzburg. Now, I know he'll be marching around his little office now with a big grin on his face. He's produced another, he's been doing some work for me now. I've been really trying to get this analysis sorted out. And he's produced another file for me this morning, which I'm going to introduce pretty much straight away for you trading day guys. Absolutely brilliant. He is brilliant at what he does, but he got it wrong for a couple of times. You have to nudge him along. So this morning, early, he sent me a video. He'll make a little video of what we're doing. This is how it operates. And he did, for the first time, he did a little video in video. So I've got a video of the Excel sheet and the process we're trying to do. And then a little in the corner, a video of Chrissy in his office talking to me. So sort of looking at me. He looked like, I mean, I'm going to show my age a bit. He looked like the man in the old Black Magic adverts. He was all in black. He looked like he was going to go out and deliver a box of chocolates, strewn as the video, other than his little headphones on. I thought, what's all that about? He's got it fully blacked up in the old right up to the neck, the old polo neck, turtleneck, whatever you call them, it was. So I sent him back. So, are you off to deliver a box of chocolates after you've done this? He said, well, I'm not doing spreadsheets, I'm an assassin. His little video of his little face popping up this morning, bless him. But good lad, Chrissy, and thank you ever so much, Chris. I probably don't say it enough for the work you do. And this new sheet, well, the V12 and this one that you've done now are the absolute bollocks, I have to say. Brilliant. The new one I'm really excited about. Well, I'm excited about both, but this one you've done this morning, My Little China, I think is going to be beautiful. I do, really do. I get excited about things. Me getting excited about Excel, I'd rather sit in with me Excel than go and watch that fucking shit I watched yesterday, I'll be honest. That's how much it's changed me. Fucking useless. Right, what else have we got? Horses. Is Cheltenham going to be on? I think it will. I don't think it's a problem. I think it'll be on. Right, where are we here? Where are we? Horses. Got to find some. Here we go. Right, 7:45 at Wolves. Hang on a minute. I'm going to get the market up. Oh, Chrissy, eh? Chrissy turning a profit. Chrissy profits. But remember, it is only a month. It is only a month and not a massive amount of bets before people jump up and down and hail the new king. Lord P, winner and place, 7:45 Wolverhampton. Lord P, 6.8 currently on a weak Betfair market. Lord P, 7:45 win and place at Wolverhampton. Oh, fucking Wolverhampton, they're haunting me, aren't they? Had to be Wolverhampton. Why can't it be Savile or Nottingham? Fucking Wolverhampton. Just spotted bollocks. And 5:15 at Wolves. I mean, this market's super weak. The horse I'm interested in, it's 27, a back 70 delay. There you go, that gives you an idea. I'm not logged in mine, so that's a delayed price. But 5:15 Wolves, Lyric Ballard, win and place. Small win and place, Lyric Ballard, 5:15 at Wolves. And then 5:45 win bet, Johnny Reb. You can have a reasonable win bet on Johnny Reb if you feel like it, as always, at your own peril. So Lyric Ballard in the 5:15, 7:45 Lord P, and 5:45 Johnny Reb. First two win and place, second one, last one a win bet. So that's that. Football for me, if anybody's interested at all, I mean, I don't know whether anybody is or not, probably not now. It is in that Mitalon Sondyisk or whatever they're flipping called. Why have they got a capital E on the end as well? What's all that about? Mitalon Sondyisk. First half goal. 0-0 on 20 minutes. Back over 0.5 first half goals. Or drip late under 0.5 first half goals. Did have 1.5 at SCR Altac Red Bull Salzburg, but without even looking, I'm going to hazard a guess that there's about as much juice in that price as an empty carton of orange. Let's just have a look. Yeah, nothing. Don't even bother with it. 1.1 pre-kickoff. Don't even bother. Fucking Serge Aurier. I mean, he's okay going forward and a good goal yesterday, but he couldn't defend a fucking biscuit barrel at a coffee morning, could he? He is fucking another one. Useless. Oh, they haunt me. I don't sleep at night. I've just the thousands I've invested following that shite everywhere. So we're done, Suggsy. That's it, son. Enjoy yourself. See you in August. Right. Have a lovely... What is it? What's this here? Bet Engine's posted here. What's this? Spurs top of the league for... You're just haunting me now. Thanks ever so much. Lovely. Love you. I mean, you're a good lad, and even when you're taking the piss out of me, I've got nowhere to go, have I? I have got nowhere to go. My life's crumbling around me. It's all crumbling around me. Sam's off to Malta at the weekend. I spent yesterday after the game, we went back to the office in the pub in London that I call my office, because that's where I have a lot of my meetings. And, I mean, it was full of Villa fans yesterday morning. Unlucky Villa by the sounds of it, didn't see it. But absolutely took over the flipping pub, that Middle-earth accent was all that was everywhere to be seen. And then we went back there after the game, and I sat regaling Joe's wife with stories of my daughter for an hour or so. They got a couple of girls, so I think I put the fucking frighteners on her. But entertaining. But yeah, Sam's off to Malta. And I'm just going to be chugging away Cheltenham and things to come. Something to take my mind off this traumatic football. Right, I need trading stuff. I'll let you know this afternoon. I've got a few bits to do now. And we'll be back with you. What is it? Monday? I'll be back with you Tuesday. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely Monday. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Oh, boys, first day at work today. Big boy pants on, suit, jacket. Off he went. This will be interesting. That's his first day. Move back home. Fucking trauma. Anyway, right. Have a lovely Monday. I'll speak to you all tomorrow.